Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm super pumped to spend some precious time with you today and help you bring out more of your greatness, because I know you have it. Let's get inspired, motivated, and move one step closer towards inner peace and healing. It's time to step out of your comfort zone and say yes to life. You are enough, and I believe in you. Let's get this episode started. What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 162 on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive, and it's a blessing to be here with you. I'm so grateful for this technology. I'm so grateful for this platform that I get to connect with so many amazing people from all around the world. I hope that you enjoy this episode number 162. This is called The Art of Consistency. And I got to tell you guys that having this podcast definitely is helping me stay consistent, because let me tell you that over the last few weeks, I really took a bit of a break. And what I mean by a break is not that I wasn't consistent on my podcast, not that I wasn't consistent on coaching, and consistent on being who I am and delivering the energy that I give to all of my clients and everybody that I'm connected with on my social media platforms, as well as my team, and everything that I do. But I really feel like I went through this, let's just call it a transition. You know, every new level, there is a new devil. I'm going to talk about a few different things today. One of the things that I'm going to talk about is addiction and recovery. Somebody wrote me a comment on my Facebook page over the weekend, and she said, can you touch on addiction and recovery? And I was like, yeah, let's talk about that, because I definitely know that I have an addictive nature, right? I was definitely addicted to cocaine, alcohol for a very long time. So I'm going to talk about that. But also, I really want to talk about conquering your Everest. I was listening to a powerful episode today on the Ed Milet show with a special guest of his who has been doing some crazy stuff. But over the last couple of weeks, I've definitely did, you know, not feel like I lost myself, but I felt like I was going through this transition where, like, I've done so much work this year. And this, I hope that you can relate to this, because on your journey of success and, you know, reaching that next level of life or becoming that better version of yourself, you know, there is a big challenge that comes with that. And it's overriding the conversation, that negative self-talk, what you're struggling with every single freaking day. For you to continue to persevere, can continue to show up, continue to be your own best friend, continue to be your own personal trainer, to continue to be your own biggest fan. We are fighting with our own minds. And over the last few weeks, you know, I did take a break intentionally from going to the gym, exercising. I ran like 4 days the week before, but then the last week I haven't done anything, right? And I think it's actually worked in my favor, because today I went back to the gym, and there's a guy on TikTok, his name's Papa Swolio, and he keeps telling you, go to the fucking gym, go to the fucking gym. You're not going to the gym. Hurry up and go to the fucking gym. If you haven't seen him, go on TikTok and have a look at him. He's funny. But I bet you he's helping a lot of people. I bet you there's people that are like, shit, man, I haven't been to the gym. I need to go. But today, and like Danilo, my best friend, told me yesterday when he went back to the gym, because we've had a little bit of a break and, you know, working on ourselves and stuff. And sometimes you do have to slow down. It's like a slingshot. You know, you kind of got to go back a little bit before you propel yourself back into power mode. And sometimes, you know, you want to be powerful and positive all the time, but it's challenging. It's hard. It's overwhelming. There's so many things that we're being bombarded with every single day, you know. So don't think that, you know, I have it all figured out, right? As much as I do show up when it's necessary, when I know I have to, and I'm very positive and optimistic, and I won't let my negative mind freaking control me and slow me down. I do go through, you know, valleys of like really high energy. I have these moments where I feel depressed almost, right? I feel low. I feel like, shit, man, how much freaking work does it take? I was talking to Danilo, and And he said, yeah, bro, this is hard work. And I'm like, fucking oaf, it's hard work. Shit, man. You know, it's almost like it can be so hard. And I understand why people give up, because it's a fight. You know, it doesn't have to be about your business. It can be, you know, I think one of the best examples, and I use this with my team, is that raising a child is like growing a business. You know, I always relate to my team in my company as, you know, my clients and my social media platforms and everything like that, is that's my baby. And if I don't take care of my baby, it will cry. When it chucks a shit, I need to change the nappy. If I'm not there to change the nappy, its ass is going to get a rash and it's not going to be healthy, right? And so you have to, like, whatever that is for you, what is your baby, you know, in your life? Is that your personal development? Is that overcoming your trauma or your fears or your doubts or overriding that conversation in your mind? I want you to think about that, because when you have that baby, right? If you don't have children, for example, because again, if you have children, like, you don't have a choice. Like, you put yourself in the deep end, and all of a sudden, no one taught you how to be a parent. You didn't go to freaking university to study parenting and get a freaking degree in parenting and learn how to change a nappy, how to understand what a baby is really saying when it's crying or when a rash comes or whatever the case may be when you're raising a child. No one teaches you that shit. So, you know, you jump in the deep end, you know, falling pregnant and then having the baby, all of a sudden you have to show up as this parent as if you know it all, and you don't know it all, but you have to learn, right? So I think one of the reasons why we don't live our dreams is because we don't think that we're capable enough. We don't think that we can do it. We look at other people and we think, wow, could I ever be like that? Probably not. They're too good. You know, and it's like you dismiss yourself, you cancel yourself before you've even started. But when you have a fucking baby or you have children, all of a sudden you're freaking know-it-all. Oh, I know how to be a parent. I know how to do this, right? And so I think we need to give ourselves a little bit more grace, a little bit more credit, a little bit more awareness that I am capable of learning something I've never learned before. I'm capable. I know you can say, well, it's our innate nature. It's within ourselves that we are born to be parents and we're born to just adapt. Well, exactly. You're born to adapt, right? You're born to become a better version of yourself. You're born to learn new shit, right? And you're sitting there living in your head thinking that you're not capable. You're not good enough. You can't do this. And so that's the power of putting yourself in the deep end, not only with having children, but, you know, starting something new, going on a new journey, realizing that this is not the be all and end all for you. And you didn't get this far to get this far. This is the start of the best of the rest of your life. If you're tuning into the Luke Mindpower podcast for the first time, I want to welcome you, because this is only a space of positive energy and motivation, inspiration to uplift your spirits for you to wake up to your greatness. Okay. And if you haven't shared this with your friends, I invite you to do that, because what we need more in this world is more positive energy. We need more hope. We need more possibility. We need more positive change. We need more unity. Okay. One thing I'm very big on is I'm not a part of any sort of congregation. I'm part of being a force for good, bringing people together, uniting people of all walks of life from wherever you are. It doesn't matter. You are a human. And you're here to thrive, to succeed, to make a difference, to live in your purpose, to discover your greatness and to activate that shit, because you've got it. And if you've ever thought that you don't have it, I'm here to remind you that you do have it. And if you haven't found it yet, that's okay. Okay. Because it's within you. All right. But let me go back to the last 2 weeks. And today was the first day that I went back to the gym to exercise. And let me tell you, man, I jumped on that treadmill and it was even hard to get up in the morning, freaking hell. And I was like, nah, man, I got to have my routine. I got to get up early. I got to start early. I got to smash it out. And that way, once I've done that in the morning, I can move forward to my other projects and tasks like this podcast episode. And man, the first thing that my mind said when the alarm went off was just sleep in, bro. Just sleep in. It's all good. and I was like, nah, don't you try to control me, you know? And I was like, nah, man, I got up, I made my bed and I put my gym wear on and I took my bag and I got in my car and I drove to the gym. And getting on that treadmill and doing my cardio for 20 minutes because today was legs. I don't know. The thing is, like, time, I always talk about this, guys. Time goes so quickly. So whether you do it or not, time will go anyway, you know? But it's the discomfort that you need to bear, but it's the result of the discomfort. It's the result that you get on the other side, which is the success, because you do feel empowered. You do feel good because you're like, fuck yeah, I did it. You know, my mind was telling me not to do it, but I did it. So we always want to start with the end in mind, but I know at the beginning there, it's just like, oh shit, man, I don't want to do this shit. It's freaking annoying. Right. So I put my, earphones in and I turned on Ed Milet show. And I listened to the latest episode of Ed Milet, and there was a guy who was talking, and he's walked across the whole of Antarctica, and he's climbed Everest, I think. I'm not sure. But the title of this podcast was What Conquer Your Everest. Like, if I'm not wrong, correct me, but Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. But anyway, conquer your Everest. And I was like, freaking hell, talk about conquering your Everest. You know, this is the first day back at the gym after a few weeks off. But it's also, you know, I did it because I wanted to let my body have a break, because I've been training all year, you know, and there I go being really hard on myself, because I'm like, oh man, I feel lazy, I'm procrastinating. And then you reflect and you go, freaking hell, Luke, how much shit have you done all year, bro? Like give yourself some grace. But I guess that's the drive, you know, that's the motivation. That's the high expectation, right? Because I have high expectations for myself. Imagine you didn't have, look, this is a training that I'm actually doing later this week in the Dream Chasers. If you're not a part of it, click the link in the description below to join us. But it's the, how to overcome perfectionism. And this is something that, you know, if you're a perfectionist, you continue to not take action on stuff because you haven't got it right straight away. And if you don't have it right straight away, you don't even attempt it. You just go, nah, screw that. I don't even know how to do that. So I'm not even going to try if it's not perfect already. So this is part of, you know, this journey of allowing yourself to have high expectations of yourself. It's everyone's different, you know? And when you surround yourself with specific people that inspire you or give you a higher plateau to reach for, you also then think, okay, like, I can do that. Well, I didn't think about it that high. I think just this much, right? Which is very inspiring. And that's one reason why I surround myself with the people that I do. Because they help me to see something greater than what I can see, right? But this is the reason why I keep growing as well, is to know that just try, keep trying, keep learning, being okay with not being perfect, being okay with knowing that you are developing yourself every step of the way. You know, reflecting on the past, reflecting on how much I've grown, reflecting on all the action that I've taken and getting to this space, and still being a little bit pissed off with myself because I'm not at my best. I know I can be better. I think we all know that we can be better. I think we all know that we can reflect on our last 6 months and go, you know what? I could have done more. I could have been healthier. I could have been more consistent. I could have not procrastinated. I could have not slept in as much. I could have all this shit, you know, like this is like the struggles that we have every single day. You know, so the challenge today, when I was listening to this episode, it was so relevant to me because it was like, conquer your Everest. And I know that your Everest may be your greatest fear. And I know that one of my Everests is, you know, speaking on stage in front of people. Let's just start there, because I know that eventually it will be 20, 30,000 people. But what was my Everest today? You know, sometimes we can focus so much on the Everest of what your dream is and what you want to accomplish and where you want to be in 5 years time. But that almost seems like it's so much. So it's a long shot. It's out of reach. It's so far away that you can't even fathom it, that it almost, you know, I was having a shower just before as I was prepping myself for this interview, for this podcast episode. And this thought came into my mind and I almost had anxiety because of just the thought of the amount of work and the all the shit that I have to like keep doing, like the thought of just focusing too much about the future and everything that's going to happen or that I'm manifesting, you know? So that's why it's so important to be present and mindful and conscious of where you're at now. But going back to the Everest, breaking it down, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. You can't get to the top of the mountain by drifting there. You have to walk up the mountain. You have to climb, you know, and that's towards your goal, your dream, your vision, whatever it is for you. And so what is your Everest today? That's where we want to start. And that's what I was dealing with today at the gym after not being for a couple of weeks and doing my 20 minutes of cardio, which was actually pretty easy. I found that easy. But after I finished it and I started actually doing legs and started doing some squats and some lunges, freaking hell, man, my mind was like, this is too hard. I started feeling sick in the stomach. I was like, it was a shit vibe, man. I was really, really feeling like shit and I didn't want to be there. And all I could think in my mind was, this is my Everest. Like today, this is my Everest. This is what I'm trying to conquer right now, is this freaking hour or hour and 30 minutes of going to the gym and getting back into my routine after having a little bit of a break. And so I want you to think about focusing on one day at a time, because everything that you believe in, especially when you have a vision and a goal, it will manifest for you. This is the other thing that I listened to Eric Thomas on an interview with Ed Milet again. And he talked about, you know, we're so focused on the materialistic side, you know, the attaining of, you know, the nice car, the house, the dream house, the pool, you know, maybe traveling the world, whatever your dream is, or, you know, but attaining these materialistic possessions, you know, the handbag, the nice watch, the beautiful dress, whatever that is for you, you know, the expensive shoes, right? And we're so focused on that. It's like, you know, I have this statement from Earl Nightingale, and he says, you know, you can do this. It's called The Strangest Secret in the World. And, you know, he says that you become what you think about, right? So if you become what you think about what you want, and most importantly, write it down. So, you know, he says to say this statement that, you know, I'm so happy and grateful now that I own a BMW. I'm so happy and grateful now that I live in a mansion with a big freaking pool with a jetty and a yacht. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm speaking in front of 50,000 people. I'm so happy and grateful now that all my dreams have come true and I'm living my best life. Whatever that is for you, I'm so happy and grateful now that I have a family and I have three beautiful children. I'm so happy and grateful now. And the reason why you do that now is because you're basically programming your mind to believe that this is your reality right now, even though it's not. And the more that you do that, the more that your mind gets programmed in that way of starting to think differently, because it starts to think and go, well, you keep writing this and you keep writing this and saying that this is real, this is true. How is it true when you keep writing it? And if you continue to write that over and over and over and over and over again, you will find that your mind will go into different thoughts. It'll start making you think differently. You'll start seeing things that will help you to start to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And let me tell you guys, this is not a joke, and this is how powerful your mind is. But this is not about even, I want you to think about this, understand this. This doesn't just manifest in freaking 6 months. Whatever your dream, you may have a massive goal, massive dream. It ain't just going to appear. You know, obviously action is required, but your mind goes to work. It's like your mind is like a factory of workers. And as soon as you start to program it that way, saying that I'm so happy and grateful now that I have this, your mind is going to say, well, I don't see it. Where is it? How do we attain it? How do we get it? How do we bring that into the reality? And it will go to work to give you and find you the solutions so that you can actually manifest that in your life. Now, let me change the mindset here. And this is what really has inspired me a lot, because I know that we really are so disconnected from ourselves simply because we're so attached to the external world, you know, getting that house, you know, having that nice car, that watch. You know, we look at what other people have, their materialistic possessions, and we want that too. Okay. But this is the changing of the mindset in what Earl Nightingale talks about. You know, the strangest secret is that you become what you think about. Okay. But I think that it's not only that, it's about you become what you do. Okay. And so this is the awareness. Okay. Pay attention to this. If you have a journal or a notepad or something, make sure you write this down. Okay. So basically, what the change that I've made in this exercise is that what we really want to do, and I think about who I am, I think about how much I've grown over the last 4.5 years. I think about all the work that I've done. I think about my own, you know, materialistic possessions that I have, my smartphones, my laptop, the lighting I have here, my car, like, you know, these are materialistic, but the desk that I'm working from, this microphone, the shoes I'm wearing, the jeans, whatever, this is all materialistic, right? So it's very clear for me that whatever I want to manifest in my life, I can do it. It's a no-brainer. I know I can do it. You know, if I want to manifest a Ferrari, I will do that. It will come, right? But that's not the point of the purpose of your dream and your goal. We want to go deeper. So what we really want to become aware of is what's going to help you to achieve that dream life that you want. What's going to help you to do that? What do you need in order for you to manifest that beautiful handbag? That's $10,000. Like, no judgment. You want a $10,000 handbag? Sweet. But what do you need in order for you to show up and to be able to attain something like that? Maybe it's a house, whatever it is for you. What do you need? It's not just going to appear there. So I'm changing this to working on yourself. Because when you are the best version of yourself, when you are consistent, when you don't procrastinate, when you love yourself, when you believe in yourself, when you speak your truth, guess what? You're going to attract everything you want into your life. You don't even have to think about it. Like, you can think about it, obviously. Imagine, have a vision, have a goal, whatever. But in order for you to achieve anything external, you got to fix yourself. You know, so I want to invite you to, if you do already write down your goals every day and you're doing this and you're writing, you know, I'm so happy and grateful now that, I want you to write, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm consistent. I'm so happy and grateful now that I don't procrastinate. I'm so happy and grateful now that I love myself. I'm so happy and grateful now that I believe in myself. I'm so happy and grateful now that I speak my truth and I stand up for myself. I'm so happy and grateful now that I set healthy boundaries. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm becoming a better version of myself every single day. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm the healthiest and fittest I've ever been. I'm so happy and grateful now that I eat really healthy foods. That is what is going to help you to achieve your dreams, to make you feel amazing, for you to even be on that high vibrational frequency that you can even attain a fucking mansion worth fucking $5 million. You're not going to be able to achieve that if you're not living your best. You think you're going to freaking write that shit down and say, I'm so happy and grateful now that I live in freaking wherever and I'll have a mansion. I live on the beach on the coast of California and I live in a mansion, but you're not consistent. You're procrastinating. You don't love yourself. You don't believe in yourself. You're always complaining. You're always gossiping. You don't go to the gym. You don't take care of you, but you're writing down every single day, I'm so happy and grateful now that I have a mansion on the beach in California. You know, like, think about it, guys. It's fucking not rocket science, you know? It's powerful shit to be aware, but this intentional exercise, it's all about hacking your mind. Okay. And your mind is the greatest weapon that you have so that you can achieve your dreams, so that you can live your best life. And it's important for you to become aware of that by simply doing this exercise that I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm consistent. So freaking simple. And what's going to happen? Your mind is going to be programmed in such a way that it's going to always start to think, how do I be more consistent? How do I not procrastinate? How do I believe in myself more? How do I love myself more? And it's going to be, this happens naturally. You don't even have to think about it, guys. It's going to just come. You know, you're going to be thinking about something and then all of a sudden you're going to see a sign about self-love. Are you going to see a sign about believing in yourself? Are you going to see something, or someone's going to talk about consistency, and you're going to be like, oh my God, that's what I write in the morning. That's what I write every single day. This is the shit, ladies and gentlemen. You know, that's why you start to pick up, because when you open your mind and you start to become more aware, you start to see these signs, and you can dismiss them, or you can start to pay attention to them, and you can realize that they are signs from the universe, or they are also signs from the reticular activating system of your mind that is picking up that shit, that you're seeing it and you're like, wow, I'm seeing that. That's a sign. That's extraordinary. Wow, I'm going in the right direction. I believe in myself more. I'm going to keep going. So I hope that helps you guys, because it helps me and it's helped me. And what it does as well, guys, is remember, we don't want to delay our happiness. You know, one of the things that we do a lot is we're very unconscious. We're constantly on our smartphones. There's information overload from social media, from the news, from magazines, from everything, from even family and friends, from people constantly. We are overloaded with information. So we're very unconscious. We're not aware of what is actually happening. Like if I asked you, what the hell were you doing last Tuesday? You wouldn't be able to tell me because you're so busy. You're so freaking flat out. I can tell you what I was doing last Tuesday, but last Thursday, because I remember when I do these podcast episodes and it's 9:22 on the clock right now. That's a universal sign. That's my birthday, 22nd of September. But I can tell you because I was doing a podcast. Last Thursday, I did the podcast. I was supposed to do it on Tuesday, but I was spending some time with my parents. And so this is the awareness of realizing that we are going so quickly. Don't focus on what you don't have right now and delaying your happiness, because, you know, you think about it and you go, well, I'm not going to be happy until I achieve this goal. I'm not going to be happy until I have this car. I'm not going to be happy until I live in this house. You know, and I know that we want it. I know you want to achieve that. I know I'm not going to be happy until I get that degree. I'm not going to be happy until I'm a coach and I'm helping people and I'm getting paid for it, right? I'm not going to be happy until, you know, and I feel it. I know it. I understand. But what are we really doing, right? We're living this life unconsciously in a way where we don't even get to appreciate the joy of just being alive and just being here, because we're even, you know, you go into anxiety as well. You get anxious because you're thinking so much in the future, or you can even go into depression because you haven't achieved something yet and you feel like a failure and you feel like, freaking hell, it's not working for me. Like, this sucks, you know? So what I'm getting at is we have to disconnect ourselves so that we can be more aware, be more conscious, and be grateful for what you have today. I mean, there's no other day like this one, because you can't fast forward yourself into tomorrow, because you can't. It's just today. Today is all there is, you know. So it's bringing yourself back into this vibration of gratitude. Of yes, I have goals. Yes, I'm going to achieve them, but I'm going to be more present. I'm going to realize that I'm not going to delay my happiness to a future date. I'm going to be happy now. I'm going to be joyful now. I'm going to appreciate the things that I have now, right? And that's also going to raise your vibration and make you feel better about yourself, okay? One thing we're really good at is focusing on everything that we don't have and things that are going wrong. And guess what? When you focus on what you don't have and all the things that are going wrong, you lose sight of all the amazing things that you have in your life, the amazing accomplishments, the things that you've done. You know, because you're always focusing on what you don't have. And it's like, man, slow down. So I've been really inspired by going to the gym today and listening to that episode. And because he talked about mindfulness a lot and disconnecting and really reconnecting with the self. And I want to share with you something that I'm going to be doing, because I've been inspired by this episode, next Wednesday, because every Wednesday I have a day off. Yeah, sharing with you my routine. Every Wednesday, I have a day off where I go to the sauna. I spend some time with myself, but I'm still listening to podcasts. I'm still listening to music while I'm driving. You know, I'm still quite connected to my social media platforms because I do. It's like an addiction, but I also just love to do what I do, and so I don't want to feel guilty for that. You know, I said a few months ago, I was like, nah, that's it. I'm disconnecting from social media on my day off. I'm just completely going rogue, and I'm doing my own thing. Don't interrupt me. I'm just going to spend time with me. But then I find myself again being on social media and posting my posts. And, you know, I'm all about continuing to post and spread more information and awareness of not giving up and believing in yourself and loving yourself and, you know, trusting yourself and speaking your truth and setting healthy boundaries and everything that comes along with, you know, you owning your life fully, you know. But I've recently given myself a break and just gone, Luke, when you're doing it, you're not, I know that it may be, you're not disconnected from it, but every time you do it because of your reach and your audience, you're going to help someone, you know? And so sometimes for me, it's, I don't want to disconnect. I just want to keep, I want to keep planting those seeds for you. I want to keep sharing the information. I want to keep creating those posts. I want to create, keep creating those content for you because there's someone who's going to read that. And I know the power of words, you know, I know it, the power of reading something that you needed to see that changes your life forever, you know? So I was listening to this episode and he talked about reconnecting with yourself. And here's another reason why. And I mean, the thing is, I already know this shit. I did this back when I first started in 2019. I had this moment in my life where I was like, okay, I've done this speaking program. I was invited to come speak in Los Angeles Time Talks, where it was just, you know, about 30 of us who did this speaking program. And she was like, do you want to speak in front of everyone and come to the Mind Valley reunion? And we're going to have this event. And I was like, yeah, wow, this is amazing. And this is what happens when you start taking action and you open yourself up to new possibilities and things you've never done before. Right? This is the extraordinary thing that happens. You open yourself up to new opportunities. You meet new people. Things happen, you know, when you start taking action. And so I went to Los Angeles. I did the Time Talks. I did my speech. It's on my Instagram platform, by the way. You can see it. It's in one of my highlights. And I spoke there and then I went and traveled around America because I was there and I was like, I'll meet David Power Talk in New York and my friend Jamie in Orlando and then Simon in Toronto. And then I went to see Johnny in Boca Raton in Florida. Then I went to Chicago to meet my cousin that I've never met before. And I was like, I reached out to her and I was like, hey, I'm coming to America. Can I come and see you guys for 3 or 4 days? So I went to Chicago. They had a holiday house or ranch in Wisconsin. So I drove to Wisconsin. I stayed there for a week by myself. Then I came back to Australia. And so when I came back to Australia, I was just really, I felt the calling of like my soul. And it was like, Luke, I actually got a ticket to go to another conference a month and a half later back in San Diego. And when I came back from Chicago, I was wondering, should I go, you know, should I go back to San Diego? Should I do this? Should I go back to this conference? It's with Lisa Nichols. It was called Speak and Write. I mean, she'd been a massive influence and inspiration to me. And that was the Speak and Inspire program that I did with her in 2018 through Mind Valley. And so I was thinking, should I go to this conference? And I was living with my sister at the time in Parramatta. And I said, yeah, I'm going. And so basically what happened, and I felt that pull of like, I don't want to be in Australia anymore, you know? And the reason why I felt it, and because I was going through this just awakening, self-discovery, you know, I was like, I realized that I had become everything that they wanted me to become. I had become, let me fix this up. Oh, shit. That's all right. I'll put it here. I had become everything that my family wanted me to be, my friends, my work, basically my environment. That's who you become if you're not aware. So this is the crazy part of realizing that you can choose to completely change your life by disconnecting yourself from everything that you've ever known. And so at that moment, I was like, had this feeling of like, I don't want to be in Australia anymore. I don't want to be around my family anymore. I don't want to be around my friends anymore. I don't want to be around anyone anymore. I just want me. I just want to be with me. And this is the amount of extraordinary power that you have by disconnecting yourself from everything you've ever known so that you can learn who it is that you really, really are. because otherwise you don't really know. And so I went to back to America and I stayed there for 3 months, and I rang my cousin. I said, hey, I'm thinking of coming back. Would I be allowed to stay with you at your house for like 3 months? And she said, sure. I was like, wow, this is ridiculous, you know? So I'm so grateful for her. She's amazing, and her husband as well. She gave me that opportunity to, it was a massive part of my success and my growth and my development and my self-discovery, you know? Then I went to that conference at Speak and Write in San Diego with Lisa Nichols, and that led to me buying her Speaker's Mastermind program, you know, which I maxed out my credit cards because I was sitting there in the audience. And you know what really pisses me off at that time? What really pissed me off is that I was sitting in that audience with her, and she was walking around she came down off the stage and she was standing there. I was sitting at the back, and she was like, are there any men? Are there any men that could answer this question? Are there any men that would be willing to share? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I started to shrink. I'm like, don't fucking look at me. Don't look at me. You know, I don't want to say anything. So there's this massive, huge fear of being seen and everybody looking at me, you know, and it does, it comes back to my low self-esteem, my insecurities, my self-consciousness about my body for so many years, not feeling good enough, being called skinny and lanky and being bullied and pushed around and, you know, not having that self-confidence for so many years. And there's that fear. And so like, you can say I'm an introvert, but around the right people, I'm an extrovert. So I don't assign myself or label myself with anything. I'm just different. That's who I am. But that moment, and I'm sure you can relate, like there's some people just do it so easily. They put your hand up. Yeah, no worries. And they speak. And I'm just like, fuck, how do you do that? You know, some people can just really do it so easily. And it's like, wow. But yeah, man, I'm that person that's sitting in the back and they like, hey, are there any men? And I'm like, don't fucking look at me, you know? So, and then she had somebody on the stage speaking who did her program. And I was listening to her and I was like, oh my God. And I felt my soul. I felt my intuition was saying, Luke, this is a sign and you need to do this program. You need to do this program. And so she called and she said, anybody who's interested in doing the Speaker's Mastermind, everybody come over to the right-hand side. And so she shared the information. She shared what the event is. And it was in San Diego. It was 4 days. And, you know, we would be with 20 other people or however many other people were signing up. And it was in person, you know. And so, man, I was called, you know. I just took my credit card out and I was like, yes. I was like, this is me, man. I need this. I need to do this. And then it was in June, and I think the conference that I was at was in April, and I was like, well, I'm still going to be here till July, so I can do this. I can go back to Chicago, and then I can stay with my cousin, and then when June comes, I can just catch a flight back to San Diego, and I can go and do the speaking program with Lisa Nichols. So that's exactly what I did, you know? And so it was amazing because I got to meet her, and I got to spend time with other people who were up-leveling their mindsets and their confidence and their speaking abilities. And it was freaking scary and it was out of my comfort zone, but it was so necessary. And it was so important that I was there and that I did that, because it's all part of the journey. It's all part of growing. And you have the ability to do that too. And that's why I say the biggest investment that you can make is in your life, is in your own personal development and healing, right? Within yourself. Develop yourself. Communication skills is probably one of the things that I was lacking for so many years, and hence why I am the person that I am today, because I was like, fuck this, I'm not going to stay small and play small anymore and not speak my truth and not stand up for myself and, you know, let people control my life. Bullshit. Life is short, man. Seriously. Life is short. It goes really quick. And so going back to the timing, you know, the timing of the exercise, I was about to say something and I forgot. And my mind is interesting. Hey, it works in funny ways. I was talking about the treadmill, and it's like the 20 minutes on the treadmill. It seems like a long time. When you start running, it's a long time. But then all of a sudden, 10 minutes is gone. But the thing is, time goes anyway. And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes is done. But it's in the moment of running and you're feeling that, oh, your mind's like, that's enough. You don't have to do any more. And you're feeling tired and and it's like in that moment, that's the challenge, you know? And it's like you're fighting with your mind constantly, constantly, constantly. So that journey of self-discovery, and I just wanted to share that because I'm just emphasizing how quickly time goes. And you can either go to the gym or you can keep watching Netflix or you can keep doing fuck all, or you can go to the gym, right? And exercise and raise your vibration and get your body in that powerful, positive, energetic state. Or you can just be lazy and do shit all and do nothing and make your body feel like crap. So this is the awareness of time. But going back to self-discovery, guys, I did that. Okay. And this is relating to the episode I listened to today and what I've been inspired to do. So the whole journey of self-discovery, reconnecting with myself, spending more time alone, this is where you're going to find yourself. If you think that, oh, I feel like something's missing in my life, I don't know my purpose, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know where I'm at. Yeah, you know why? Because you are infiltrated with too much information, too many outside influences, whether it's your family, your friends, your workspace, the news, other people's lives. There's too much shit going on in your head and you haven't got that ability to just be present and be with yourself and reconnect with your soul. That's the reason. And it's making so much sense to me after listening to this episode. And I'm like, yeah, how do you find your purpose? I go, love yourself, speak your truth, stand up for yourself. If something disturbs your peace, remove it immediately. Anything that's in your life that doesn't complement your life, that doesn't empower you, doesn't bring out the best in you, remove it immediately. Get rid of it. Don't surround yourself with negative people, people who are complaining. Your environment will make you or break you. But it's the connection with yourself that's important for you to become aware of what it is that you have that you don't know you have. And I believe we all have it. Now, obviously, you have to try. You know, in the fear of not falling, you'll never fly. And so listening to this episode today, I was inspired to challenge myself to do something that I've never done before and something that's going to be really out of my comfort zone. But it's not even that hard because you don't have to run. So this guy that I was listening to on the podcast this morning, his challenge is to walk for 12 hours, to just go for a walk and be with yourself. No music, nothing, just 12 hours of walking. And the reason why he shares the power of that is because you're stuck with yourself. You can't be influenced by anyone. Obviously, you can see stuff, you know, but you don't talk to anyone for 12 hours and you just spend time with yourself. And he was just emphasizing how it's going to change your life and how powerful it is because you're in your own thoughts. And that's obviously why meditation works in a really powerful way for a lot of people, you know, but you know, most people do it for half an hour or 1 hour or whatever it is a day. But I felt like this was something that was necessary for me. And by sharing this as well, maybe I can, you know, pass the buck and I can create the domino effect from that episode that will help more people to reconnect with themselves. This guy has walked across Antarctica. He's climbed Everest. He's done some crazy stuff that you would think that, you know, is not possible. But, you know, it's just, this is the power of information. You know, this is the power of inspiration. This is the power of communication that we have. And that's why, you know, I emphasize that you have a story. Like you've got experiences, you've got intelligence, you've got knowledge, you've got something that you've been through. And the more that we live in fear versus living in love, we live in I can't do this versus I can learn. You know, the more that we surround ourselves with people who believe in us and are positive and actually want to support us and see us win and thrive, the more that we're able to conquer our fears and try to do things we've never done before. Like when you ask somebody, or not even ask, but even if you do ask somebody and they question you, it's like, why are you questioning me for? Why can't you just give me a response or just support me? you know, it automatically makes you feel like there's this resistance to you just getting your answer. Or if you want to share a dream or a goal and someone kind of rejects that goal or tells you that you can't do it or that it's not possible, you know, and you like pay attention to that, because that's the kind of shit that you don't want. And I know that it's healthy to be challenged and for some people to question. You know, I do that with Danilo sometimes when he shares me his ideas, and you know, I have the greatest intention of his success, because that's all I want for him. But then I also like to challenge the narrative of let's look deeper and see how can we make it work. What can we see, or what can I see that he can't see, you know? But always the end goal and the end intention is for him to be happy and for him to live his dream and to be ultra successful. And when I say ultra successful, I mean to change the whole world, to be, you know, the best that he can be, to be one of the best DJs in the world. And this is just inevitable, because I know who I am. I know my purpose and why I'm here. And I'm, you know, it's just a process of like, you know, eventually I will conquer the Everest, but there'll be another Everest after that. And yeah, I was saying this to my brother-in-law a year ago before I moved into this house. And I said that my project is to help Danilo become the best DJ in the world. And I'm freaking on the right path. Damn, I got emotional there. But I'm I don't know how I'm doing it, you know. We're so close, you know, and it's amazing to have such an amazing friendship. But it's crazy how our friendship has evolved from meeting each other at school when we were 15. And then having his mum's working with me now, and yeah, it's incredible. I'm very grateful for the friendship that we have. And there's no doubt about it, eh? Like we don't even think that we're not going to make it. We know, like, in a few years' time that we're going to be doing big shit, like, you know. But I know that you're going to be doing big stuff as well, because if you keep listening to this podcast and you keep surrounding yourself with, you know, positive people, positive energy, and you keep staying inspired and believing in yourself and learning to love yourself and showing up for you and doing what's right for you and setting healthy boundaries, protecting your peace and everything that I talk about, you're going to be living your dreams as well. Not your fears. That's not what we came here for. So I'm excited for you. So don't think that this is just me and talking about, you know, Danilo. It's about me supporting you and you supporting me, because this is a reciprocation of energy, right? I'm giving to you guys, but you guys are supporting me as well. You guys are commenting on my work. You're following me on my social platforms. You're listening to my podcast. All of this is like a reciprocation, the law of reciprocation, right? Law of reciprocity. Give, when you give, you open the door to receive. You know, if you don't ask the question, the answer will always be no. You know, if you don't try, you'll never know. And so this is the awareness of what we want to have. But yeah, next Wednesday, I am going to conquer this. It could be a fear, because it's like freaking hell, 12 hours. Like, what the hell am I, where am I going to go? But yeah, I think I'm just going to put on, my, Galaxy watch that I have. And so that I know the time in terms of, you know, making it 12 hours. So I think once I walk, I'm going to just keep walking until it hits 6 hours, and then I'm going to turn around. But yeah, I'll probably take a couple of bottles of water with me and just do it, because I feel that I'm in need of being more connected with my spirit, with my soul. I can't remember if I was talking to my energy healer yesterday, and she said to me that your soul, you don't know who your soul is. And when she said that, I'm pretty sure it was her. When she said that to me, I was like, oh my gosh, that's like there's another person there. You don't know what your soul is, because, or who it is, because you're so conflicted, because you're so manipulated and programmed mentally. So this is the disconnection that we have, because we're so programmed by all these experiences that we've gone through in our life, and we're disconnected from our gut, our intuition, our soul, the truth, the true essence of who it is that you really, really are. So that's why I'm going to go and walk for 12 hours. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because I'm going to be by myself. I'm not going to be listening to music. I'm not going to be listening to podcasts. I'm not going to be listening to nothing but my own thoughts. And then obviously, you know, I can put that into, you know, some action of, you know, having a conversation with myself and talking to myself, right? But most importantly, it's becoming aware that, hey, you know, I'm not afraid to be with me. I'm not afraid to spend time with myself. I'm going to spend time with myself. I love me. I'm going to enjoy my own company. I'm going to disconnect myself completely from the world. And I'm just going to spend 12 hours. It's almost like, what would you prefer? 12 hours to sit in a bedroom and just sit in the corner and just sit there for 12 hours? Or would you rather go and walk for 12 hours? Yeah. And my mind's like, you should create a vlog out of this. You should record it. You should get someone and record the 12 hours. I'm like, no. This is the whole purpose. This is the whole disconnection process. Disconnecting from the world so that we can reconnect with our purpose, reconnect with our spirit, reconnect with our truth. So I hope, guys, that you are inspired by that and that maybe there's one or two of you that might even think about doing it as well. Because what we need more in this world is we need more people with light, not darkness, light. We need more hope. We need more positive energy because you know what? It's so easy to give up. It's so easy to go, fuck it. Why am I even alive? Why am I here for? This is shit. This is stupid, you know? And we can really fall into the devil, into the dark energy, into everything that's going wrong. And then you just don't even want to be here. And I get it. I know. Right? But the feelings, the emotions that you can have and experience because of you conquering your fears, conquering the limitations, conquering that fucking nagging voice in your head that's been programmed from some toxic relationship that you've had for fucking 20 years where someone kept drilling into you that you're not enough and that you're a piece of shit and then you can't do anything and that you can't try new things and you can't learn new things and you're not capable and all this rubbish, right? And there's that nagging voice now that you have in your head that constantly comes up and tells you that you're a piece of shit and you're not good enough. You know, and this is your job, right? To reprogram that, but not even that. It's going to be there forever. That's the fact. You know, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that nagging voice is going to be there for the rest of your life. But which one are you going to feed, right? Dean Graziosi says this in the Millionaire Success Habits in his book. He's got, you can feed the inner villain or the inner hero. And if you continue to listen to that inner villain and you continue to live in a fear scarcity mindset and you continue to stay the same and you don't grow and you don't evolve and you don't become a better version of yourself, guess what? That inner voice, that inner villain is going to fuck you really good for the rest of your life. Right? So you can choose to go, you know what? I'm going to feed the inner hero. I'm going to empower myself. I'm going to tell myself that I'm amazing. I'm going to freaking reprogram my mind. I'm going to listen to the Luke Mind Power podcast every fucking week, every day. I'm going to freaking listen to more motivation every single day. I'm going to surround myself with positive people. I'm going to make sure I don't freaking watch the freaking news and anything that's negative and anything that doesn't empower me and inspire me and help me become a better version of myself. I'm going to not allow myself to surround myself with an environment where people don't bring out the best in me. How about that? And then over time, guys, you got to push, man, because I know we want this success and we want this feeling good and we want this liberating feeling of like, I made it. I'm successful. I feel empowered. I feel amazing. I feel confident. We want that straight away, you know, and this is why it's the test. You know, how bad do you want it? How badly do you want to live your dream? How badly do you want to feel enough? How badly do you want to love yourself so much that you don't give a fuck what anyone thinks about you? How badly do you want that? Right? Because you need to want it. And if you don't want it, that means you don't give a shit about it. And most of the time when you think about your self-doubt, you think about your negative self-talk, there's a reason why it's there, because you know that you don't deserve to listen to that shit. You know that the other side of that is positive. I am enough. I am amazing. I am extraordinary. I'm willing to believe in myself. If you didn't care about that, you wouldn't care about the fact that you know that you want to feel enough. That's the powerful shit, because if you didn't care about that, then it wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't be bothered by it. You'd be like, yeah, whatever. I've got self-doubt. I deal with it every day. Who cares? You feeling me? I know you are. I hope you're doing amazing wherever you are. I don't know if you're in your car driving. Maybe you're on the treadmill. Maybe you're going for a walk. maybe you're in bed at night and you're dreading the next day at work. And you're like, fuck, I don't want to go back to work. Maybe you're listening to this on a Sunday and you got to go to work on Monday and you don't want to go to that fucking job. You actually despise it. You hate going to that job. It's so shit, but you've been doing it and you're just on repeat because you just have to, because you got to pay your bills and shit. And I feel you, because there's been so many times in the past where I had that. I was just like, oh my God, I got to get up and go to work. Freaking hell. This is shit. And again, these are all little signs for you to become aware that change is possible. And it's something within you that's calling you to say, hey, you know, what if you discovered yourself and realized that there was something in you that you didn't know about, which was basically your gateway to being a better version of yourself, living your dreams, doing what you love, getting paid for it. That's the goal, man. Like, you know, like show up and change, because if you're not changing, you're staying the same. And eventually it gets boring, you know? And that's why, like, my life, for example, has become so unpredictable, because I keep growing. It doesn't, there's no stagnation, you know? Like, last 2 weeks, I got to tell you, was shit. There's this stagnation. There's this, like, I'm feeling lazy. I'm procrastinating, you know? And it makes so much sense. What is the purpose of life? To grow. Progress equals happiness. When you keep staying in the same spot and you keep doing the shit over and over and over again, and you keep attaching yourself to external things to make you feel good enough, eventually you get to this dark place where you feel empty and you feel like, fucking hell, is this all there is? Is this it? Like, eventually you get over it and you're just like, nah, man, there's got to be something else. Yeah, let me tell you what that something else is. It's you that you don't know about yet. It's you're missing in your own life, which is pretty crap, because your mind is so mentally programmed on everything else other than your own truth. You are in your own way, right? So empowering the inner hero in you, eventually over time, guys, that voice will be so much greater. You'll become so aware of that, that you will override it. The negative voice will be there and it will say that you're not enough and it will say all that shit, but you've got to every time do the opposite of that. You know, I know every time I do something that it's out of my comfort zone, whether it's speaking in front of people and speaking on stage or whatever it is, there is going to be this fear. There's going to be this, well, there's the fear of, well, I haven't done this before. My mind's programmed that way. It's telling me, you've never done this before. You're not going to succeed. It's going to be shit. You're not going to do it right. But then that can be this negative self-talk, that can be the mind that's just trying to keep you safe because it's never been there before. But then you've got to have that positive mindset, the self-awareness to go, no, this is something that I'm going to do. I'm going to believe in myself. I'm going to have faith in myself. I've done so much in the past that I'm more than capable to be able to take this on and do it. And then once you do it, you realize that, wow, that wasn't so bad. I proved myself wrong, right? I did the opposite of what my mind was telling me that I couldn't do, like going to the gym today. I was constantly getting negative conversations in my mind, telling me to leave, telling me to stop. Don't do it. That's enough. It's too hard. Oh, you're feeling sick. Okay, you're feeling sick, so you should go home. Don't worry about it. And I had to push through, you know? So the more that you, and let me tell you, the more that you push through, the more that that voice gets louder and you become aware more that that negative self-talk is a lot of shit. It's bullshit, right? But you can choose to live and be confined by it, right? Victimized by it. You can choose to let it control you, or you can be conscious and continuously make the right choices, because, you know, your success that you achieve is really based on how much you're willing to press yourself, to put yourself under that pressure, to realize that there's no fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's the fear itself within you. That's the only thing. It's an emotion. It's like, it's just there. But when you face it and you do what you're afraid of, guess what? You say, oh my gosh, I was freaking scared for no reason. I did it. Wow. And there's where you grow confidence. You want confidence, but you're not willing to take the action. You're not willing to get out of your comfort zone. You're not willing to do what you've never done before to get results you've never had before. That's the biggest problem that we have. You know, you you want a different life, but you keep living the same way. Like, come on, man. You know, you keep being in your own way. Get the fuck out of your own way, right? So I know it's not easy. And I know that so many people say, it's easy for you to say. It's easier said than done. But guess what? You can keep saying that shit. You keep saying it's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. You can keep saying that shit for the rest of your life. And guess what? You're going to be 80 years old and you're going to be saying, well, it's easy for you to say. It's easier said than done. So whatever, man. It's your life. It's up to you. Choose whatever works for you. And if you want to stay in the same place that you are, where you are right now, and in 20 years' time, you're going to look back and go, I'm so happy because I did fuck all. I didn't do shit. I stayed the same. I was in my own way. I didn't believe in myself. I stayed in this toxic relationship and I was being abused for the last 20 years and I'm fucking happy. Whatever, man. So get out of your own way, man. Because it is the small steps. Have patience. One of the reasons why we fail is because we don't have that patience, because we want everything straight away and it doesn't happen straight away. I'm just going to tell you straight up. It doesn't happen straight away. It happens when you don't quit. You know, your life can go from 0 to 100 real motherfucking quick, but you just don't know when that day is. And that's why you have to keep showing up. That's why you have to keep taking action. That's why you have to keep believing in yourself. That's why you have to have a routine. That's why you have to find your balance. That's why you have to remove yourself from anything that doesn't complement your life, because it's going to drain you. It's going to lower you. But on the flip side, sometimes we need that. We need that shit relationship. We need that person who's going to hurt us. We need that person who tries to manipulate us. We need that person in our life that shows us what we don't want in our future. And sometimes we need to be hurt and we need to feel broken. We need to be brought down so that we can realize what we don't want. But that pain, you know, that pain, like David Power Talk says, your pain is your power. That pain is what drives you, man. It's like a slingshot, you know, it pulls you back so fucking hard that you get so angry. And you just go, fuck you. I'm never going to allow that shit into my life ever again. Now I've learned a lesson that I didn't know about before. Now I'm better because of it. Now I'm wiser because of it. So I know that we can have that anger or negativity towards someone. But at the same time, we can be grateful that the universe sent them to us, so that we could go through this experience, learn that lesson, fuck them off, and then have more peace again and be more in control. A lot of people don't like when I swear and I use my colorful language. I'm not going to change. Let me tell you that. I'm just going to be Luke. I know that there's people out there that don't like it. I'm not apologizing for it either. Most importantly, be yourself. The emphasis of the emotion and the energy that's expressed when I use that language is to wake you the hell up. Sometimes you need to hear what you're not ready to hear in order for you to propel yourself, to become aware, for you to be triggered. Oh my God, I can't believe he said that. yeah, let's talk about drugs. Let me tell you a quick solution. When I was living in my one-bedroom apartment in a city in Sydney, I was selling coke. I was drinking a lot. I was hustling, man. I was working my full-time job, plus I was driving as a chauffeur driver. I was picking up airline pilots. I was, you know, supplying a little bit here and there to some people I know. But that also meant that because I had access, and this was going on for years, man, like good 7 years, because I had access to the coke so freely and easily, well, guess what? Man, you come to my place, guess what we're going to do? Yeah, fucking hell, we're going to snort some lines. But when I was with myself, what are we going to do? You know, I remember coming home after a 15-hour shift, you know, and just being absolutely buggered. It was like 9:30 p.m., 10 o'clock. I'd started at like 5 a.m., I think. And I was like fucking proud. I was proud of myself. And so I was like, you know what, Luke, you deserve a couple lines of coke and a few shots of vodka. You know, so there I was. And that was something that nearly happened on a daily basis for quite some time, because and every weekend, without a doubt, because it was so accessible. I had it, you know, I everywhere I went, I had it, you know, and everyone knew I had it. So you couldn't like not do it. Like if I had a drink of alcohol, I have to have a line of coke. It was like a must. And then I'd have to have a cigarette. So like I could not have cocaine by itself. I had to have alcohol because it was a depressant, and it suppressed the high of the cocaine, because the cocaine sometimes would give me a bit of anxiety. And so, you know, my heart rate would increase and then I'd like freak out, you know. So I would drink alcohol because the alcohol would like suppress the energy, you know, and it would balance me out. And so I was doing this for a long time. I was even going I'm aware of it, and I know that it wasn't the right thing to do. Like I would go to my family to the events with my family, and I'd be taking it there. You know, I'm not proud of that. I have to forgive myself for that. But yeah, like, you know, kids around and stuff, and you know, that was what I was doing, like unconsciously living just because we were drinking, like, and we had a drink. If we had a drink at the barbecue of the family or whatever, it doesn't matter if there's kids, I'll fucking go to the toilet and do it, you know? So there was no care. There was no care really there. No care factor, you know, I didn't care. And it was just an addiction. It was. I could not do it if I was drinking alcohol. As soon as I had one drink, man, I was like, fuck, who's got the bags? Who's got some, you know? So as much as, you know, I'm not coming from a point where I was addicted to injecting shit into my arm or whatever other drugs there are out there, but this is my experience with, you know, drugs. How did I stop? I was looking for purpose, success, who I really was for many years. And I guess that was the pinnacle point, you know. And I know that it's like, well, you went through a death in your family, so that's what triggered your change. And it's like, well, okay, maybe I need to wait for a death. I'm addicted to this drug, and now I have to wait for a death because that's what happened to Luke. But it's like, no, but this is my story, and this is how I changed. So I'm 33. And I'm 33, and my grandmother passes away in Poland. It was March 2018. I saw her like four times when I was in Poland, and I traveled there. And again, yeah, I felt very connected to Poland for many years, because that's my heritage and that's where my parents are from. And so when she passed, I mourned and I grieved and I cried, and it was pretty surreal. And then I took the trip and I bought my dad a ticket, and I'm like, let's go, Dad. So we went to the funeral. And crazy, funny story. I've shared this before, but I'll share it again. I actually didn't know, because I was selling the coke and I had it in my house and shit. I had a bag in my jeans. How crazy is that? I was at my family's house in Warsaw in Poland, and we're having lunch, and you know, we're having drinks. And I reach into my pocket when I'm in the bathroom, and there's a bag there, and I'm like, oh fuck. So what did I do? I had some, of course. Shit, man. So coming back to Australia, after that trip, I remember one conversation I had with my cousin, and he said to me, a conversation that he had with my grandmother before she passed. And she said to him, don't do drugs, don't drink alcohol, you know, and all these other things that she shared with him, you know. And maybe that was a trigger, that conversation, because I remember it, you know. And then I came back to Australia and I said, I'm moving to Poland. I'm going to move to Poland. I'm like, I analyze my life and I'm like, is this all there is? I'm working a government job 9.5 years. I look at my friend who's 52 and I think to myself, is that where I want to be when I'm 52? Is this who I am? And I just, it's all transpired from there. And then I realized that if I want to move to Poland, I need to save money, because no, it wasn't that. It was the fact that I made that decision, and then I made another decision. I asked myself, what do I love? And I said, well, I love to rap and I love to go to the gym. So I decided that I'm going to open a gym, because I'm talking to my friend and I'm like, what are we going to do if we move to Poland? How are we going to live there? I'm like, we can't just get any job. It's going to be a shit pay. And so that transpired conversation after conversation to me deciding I'm going to open a gym. So how do you open a gym? You need fucking money. And so that made me, inspired me. So listen to what I'm sharing, guys. Purpose. What is your reason for wanting to change? What is the reason why you're inspired to make something come true in your reality? So the inspiration for me was the fact that I attached myself to something that I was excited about. And moving to Poland was about me changing my life, was about something different, you know? And having this goal of I'm going to open a gym made me excited. And so what happened after that was that I had to leave my apartment that I was living in because it was too expensive for me if I wanted to save money. So I spoke to my sister and I said, hey, how about, would it be okay if I moved to your place for the next 12 months before I moved to Poland so I can save some money? Of course. So that means I'm not paying 500 or whatever it was a week rent. So what that also meant was that if you move to your sister's, bro, you can't fucking do that shit anymore because your friends aren't allowed to come over. And, you know, that was a basis of a lot of the reason why, you know, I was doing it and influenced like that as well because of my environment, the people around me, everyone's doing it. So I'm doing it too. So the change that I made also helped me. And the fact that I had something that I was working towards also became greater than the addiction, you know, the drive of opening that gym and realizing that I'm not going to get there if I keep snorting coke and drinking all the time, you know. And I remember this one moment where I was with some friends and they were getting some stuff, and it was either I stay or I go to my sister's that night. And I already knew that it was time, man. It was time. And I just walked away and I said, see you guys. And I left. And that was the last time that I remember from stopping, you know. And then moving to my sister's, obviously the environment's different. And then basically from then on, I was just focused on how do I open a gym, researching that, going on YouTube, signing up to programs and courses so I could become a fitness coach and all this shit. And that led me to becoming aware that I needed to build my confidence in speaking, you know. So that is how I overcame that addiction and stepped more into my purpose. And I had something exciting to work towards. If you don't have anything in your life that's exciting or that you're working towards or that you want, you know, there's got to be some motivation to get off what you're on, you know? And sometimes, let me tell you guys, when I think back to that version of myself, when I did all that stuff, like I was in and out of relationships and I was still doing it. They didn't know I was doing it, but I was doing it, you know? And so I think about that and I'm like, I don't even regret it. You know, that drug gave me confidence, just like alcohol gives you a bit of confidence, you know, helps you open up, you become a bit more vulnerable, you become louder, you know. You notice people at a bar after they've had one drink versus they've had six drinks, all of a sudden they're different, you know. So the feeling of confidence, you know, I was always very shy. I think I'm still quite like that. I'm pretty quiet, you know. I'm not the loud guy in the room that goes up to every girl. I just don't do it. I'm just chilled, man. I'm reserved. Or that wants to be the center of attention. I'm not that person. I don't want to be the center of attention. I'm cool with just me being me. Okay. But this is no judgment on anybody else. Like, you do you, man. So when we would go out to bars and clubs and stuff like that, I lacked that confidence and believing in myself. And I felt very insecure, obviously, you know, being really lanky and skinny and self-conscious about my body. I felt different. And so the cocaine or the drugs gave me that extra confidence that I wanted to feel while I was out. So obviously doing that constantly for many years helped me, you know. So what I'm saying is real in terms of the fact that sometimes we do things because it helps us. I'm not even trying to tell you that what you're doing right now is wrong. Sometimes you need that Coke. Sometimes you need that drink. Sometimes you just need whatever it is that's going to make you feel like you're enough. Sometimes you need to fuck. Sometimes you need that sex because it helps you escape your reality. It helps you escape the fucking pain. It helps you escape what you're dealing with and that shit that's fucking hurting you, you know? And sometimes we need to fucking do that shit. It's not so simple to just go, just stop doing it, you know? So, it's a process, and I hope that this story just inspires you to, and it maybe it triggers you. Maybe it's a catalyst for you to discover your purpose. Maybe it's a catalyst for you to go on that 12-hour walk and spend some time with yourself. Maybe it's a catalyst for you to delve deeper into this journey of self-discovery and say, hey, you know what? Maybe I'm the person that I'm missing in my life. Maybe I'm the one that I've been looking for all my life. And, you know, that goes for me with all of the relationships that I was in that didn't work out and didn't work in my favor, you know, and I was yearning for love, yearning to be wanted, yearning for that attention. And I never could attract that person that I believed I felt content and comfortable with. That was for me. So then you lose hope. Then you think you're not good enough. Then you think that other people's lives are better than yours. Then you compare yourself to other people and you just think your life is not turning out for you. Like, you know, you're never going to find true love. You're never going to be happy. You know, all that shit goes through your head. So you can easily lose hope. And then what do you attach yourself to? Well, go to brothels, go to fucking strip clubs, go to cocaine, go to alcohol, surround yourself with people who are doing the same shit so that you can get high together, you know. And what are you doing? Like, you're running away from your own problems, running away from your own pain. Like, you know, that's the truth. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, like, you can run, but you can't hide. And you just have to consciously become aware of how much longer do you want to run? Because you can keep running, but it will keep coming after you. And it's almost like, you know, what's running after you? It's your dream. Like, your dream is there. Your dream is on the other side of your greatest challenge, your greatest fear. And that fear may be exposing the truth, may be talking about your trauma. That fear may be getting up in front of people and speaking. Your dream is on the other side of you speaking your truth in that toxic relationship that you've been in for 20 years and you just fucking can't do it. And you're afraid of actually opening up. You know, your dream is on the other side of, you know, you standing up for yourself, you actually speaking your truth to your family and telling them exactly how you feel and what you want and your expectations. And if they don't like it, then you're leaving. Like, that is your dream. And your dream is on the other side of you consciously making a decision and saying, you know what, fuck, I'm going to move to another country. Maybe that's going to help me to stop my addiction. Your dream is on the other side of change. Make sense? Your dream is on the other side of that. And so it will keep fucking running after you. Like, no matter what, your dream is going to keep running after you, if you like it or not. It's just up to you to decide when you're going to make that transition. So guys, I love you so much, man. I feel so much gratitude to spend time with you again. Never give up on yourself. I'm going to keep showing up as you will continue to experience within the whole Luke Mind Power experience. You're amazing. Don't give up on yourself and know that you didn't come this far just to get this far. And you have had to go through the experiences that you've had to go through. Don't be too hard on yourself. I know you can look back and go, oh my gosh, if only I'd known this earlier, or why did I go through this? Or why have I done that? You know, everything plays a major, major role in your future. And this is the power that you have today, is knowing that you are the author, you are the creator, you are the director. You're taking your pen back today and you're going to rewrite the rest of your story one step at a time. And if you relapse from stopping using drugs, it's okay. Don't be too hard on yourself. Remember to be patient. Remember to trust the process. Remember that you can't be perfect. We're not perfect, okay? Just remember to keep trying. And as you keep trying, you'll keep evolving and you'll keep reprogramming your mind to realize that this is not who you are and this is not who you want to be. And you're going to become who you deserve to be because you're not going to give up and you're going to keep persevering and you're going to keep showing up. And the more that you do that, the more you will step into your greatness, you will step into your higher self. And before you know it, you'll be living your dreams. And before you know it, you'll be at a conference that I'm speaking at or one of my own conferences. And you'll be coming up to me and you'll be going, episode number 162, Luke, I was fucking listening to you and I changed my life. It's not me changing your life. You're the one that does that. Okay. You're tuning in and you're saying, wow, this was for me. I needed to hear this episode, Luke. Thank you so much. I changed my life because of that episode, for real. That's why we're here. And that's why I invite you guys to keep listening, to keep taking action, keep believing in yourself, but most importantly, to speak your truth, because your story will be somebody else's survival guide when they're going through a tough time. And we need more speakers. We need more people speaking their truth. We need more people believing in themselves. We need more people loving themselves, because it has a domino effect. And the more that you love you, the more love you have to give. When you love you, you can love the world. When you have so much pain and hatred and fear inside of yourself, guess what? You're doing a disservice to the world, because you're not being yourself. Right? You're being exactly what the world wants you to be, and that's fucking shit. It's dark energy. It's nothing. And you are not nothing. You are powerful. You are amazing. And you came here to change the world. And that's what we're here to do. Okay. So I'm sending you so much love. Never give up on your dreams. Keep believing in yourself. And I will catch you really, really soon. Peace out. Thanks for tuning in to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive and I appreciate you. Never give up on your dreams. You are more powerful than you can ever imagine. That risk you're afraid to take will change your life. So do it. You can thank me later. To all my Apple and Spotify listeners, take a moment and send me back some positive energy and love by leaving me a 5-star rating and a review. Remember, what you put out comes back. Before you go, I'd love to invite you into our amazing, positive, and loving Facebook community, The Dream Chasers. Remember, with whom you surround yourself with is whom you become. So join us. The link is in the show notes. If you're interested in learning more about our coaching programs, or have me speak at your next event, or even have me on your podcast, please visit our website, lukemindpower.com. Always love yourself, and remember that when you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are.